Now, come on, big buddy. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
What happened on Monday morning when I told you that, well, I just presumed you would have been all over the Young Talent Time special.
I looked at you like I'd, what? This totally blank look came across your face and my face because I missed out on seeing something that should have been part of my, well, has been part of my DNA for near on 20 or 30 years.
That's right. You missed out on Young Talent Time. Mm. I don't know why your audition was unsuccessful with Xanadu.
Well, you saw it.
But, yes, a friend of mine who was successful, her name is Nikki Hope, and she joins us right now. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Oh, look, I couldn't be any more thrilled to have you on the show. To provide my little mate here with some much-needed therapy, we're calling it.
Oh, darling.
Nikki, I sent the videotape in. I did a version of Xanadu. I was looking like Bevan with, you know, a bit of a mully and didn't even get a call back.
Oh, darling, well, you know, I mean, we all carry a bit of PTSD in our lives.
Mm. Yeah.
But listen, it could have been the choice of song, you know, Xanadu. I mean, did you hit those high notes?
Well, how did you go? Come on, give her a little bit right now.
Xanadu, now that we are here in Xanadu. See, Nikki, why didn't I get through?
I mean, maybe you should have sung opera.
Yeah, true.
You know?
I left that for Anthony. Anthony Kalia did that 20 years later, so I didn't want to steal his thunder.
See, you were there first. That's it.
That's it. And look, maybe you shouldn't have worn the G-string leotard books. That could have been it. But in all seriousness, Nikki, tell us about your experience. How did you get on Young Talent Time?
Well, look, it all started. My grandmother saw an ad in the paper for a talent quest in a shopping centre.
Yep.
And first prize was a free term at the Johnny Young Talent School in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
So won that and then was with the school for about 3 years. And then they auditioned us. They'd come and have a look at us all and, picked me for Talent Discovery of the Week, flew down to Melbourne and hung out with the team and then ended up doing live shows with them, like at Boondall Entertainment Centre and all those sorts of things.
Awesome.
I didn't even get to the Johnny Young School. I remember seeing ads for the Johnny Young School and I thought, you know, mum right away and she, you know, but instead got the videotape in and thought that'd do the trick. No, thank you, Jackie.
And how was the experience for you being a part of the show? Because you saw yourself on TV the other night, didn't you, on the special?
It was hilarious. It was a quick flash and I was like, oh, my God, that was definitely me. it was a thrill because I was only, like, I think I just turned 15.
Yep.
Or maybe I was 14 and, you know, I used to watch it every Saturday night in the lounge room after dancing all day and, you know, always wished to be on.
Yep.
And it happened. So at that age, it was a big thing, you know, to go in and meet the people that you've been watching, you know, every Saturday night and looking up to. So yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, must have been pretty daunting, I would imagine. Who were your favourites and who stuck out to you when you got to meet the cast?
Look, I was a Dani Minogue fan through and through.
Yep, me too.
Loved her. And then I ended up actually doing a musical a couple of years later with Vanessa Windsor.
Okay.
And it's funny because I was on her last night on Young Talent Time.
And then
a couple of years later, we both got into 42nd Street, the musical in Sydney. So we ended up really good friends.
Oh, how lovely. That is so wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, and you went on yourself to, you hosted a kids show at Sunshine TV from memory.
That's
and
right.
That, yeah, what was that one called again?
Telly Club. So that was, it was a Nikki and Scruffy show. I had my little...
You had your own TV show out of this. Jeez, Nikki. I'm going home.
You're not making him feel any better. Hey, Bill,
I'll tell you what.
You go, Nikki.
It's a bit more slim these days, darling. I'm in lockdown in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you're on the Bill Cohen Ali Brekky show now.
There you go.
I am thrilled. This was meant to be. I'm not kidding. My bestie who lives next door said to me about a month ago, Nikki, you've got a really good voice for radio. And I said, well, at least you didn't say I've got a really good face for radio.
Yes.
I mean, that's a bonus. And then now I'm talking to you guys on radio.
Well,
so
that's
the universe works in mysterious ways, doesn't it?
Ellie goes on holidays. Nikki, you have permission to come and co-do the show with me.
And you do have a wonderful voice for radio, but you're lucky enough, unlike Bilko and I, to have a beautiful face for TV. So.
Oh, darling. You're divine.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us. And
of course, anytime you want to chat.
Yes, well, look.
What if people want to follow you on your socials and just see what you're getting up to in your lounge room? Are you doing performances for your fans?
No, not really. I've been pretty boring, to be honest. I mean, I'm still in my pyjamas. It's a typical day in Melbourne, you know?
That's right. And don't ask her to send through a photo, Bilko.
I won't.
Inappropriate.
Okay.
Nikki Hope, darling girl, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh,
and look,
I may
call on you from time to time if Bilko needs a little bit of, a little bit more therapy. Yeah.
Of course, I'm always here for you, Bilko.
Anytime you want to co-host the show with me when Ali's away, we're on.
Oh, that'll get me home. That'd be awesome.
Yes, exactly. Oh, best of luck for lockdown. And yes, come home.
Yeah,
sunny
darling.
Queensland.
Right, yeah, right, definitely on the cards.
Good on you, Nikki. Thank you so much. Wow.
There you go, Bilks.
Got to mix with the team. Now, breathe the same air.
Nikki is a brilliant dancer. So, I mean, she definitely has that going for her too. Maybe that's a part of it. Maybe your dance moves are what held you back.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. I just swayed the hips. That wasn't enough.